Everything I ever said, I made a whole album about it.
I wouldn't be here without her.
I wouldn't be here without you, man.
I wouldn't.
That's how I feel right now.
Yo, 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 what it do, what it do, what it do? Man, it's been a long time
since I said that right now, man.
But what's going on, guys? If you don't know who it is, it's your boy Pharoah Mo in the building. And I don't know if you could tell. Well, you probably can't tell, but if you can tell, you know who I got in the building. But if you can't, I got my man, the incomparable.
Podcast shit.
TG. Twan Green in the building.
Twan Green.
And you know, he's gonna you know, we're gonna talk to him about what he got going on, and we're also going to talk about some things that's been going on in between the last time I talked to y'all and right now, because there's a lot, to be honest with you. And but we ain't gonna talk about it all, because we'd be here all night. But we're gonna touch on a couple things.
Yeah, let's touch on
that's
it.
That's going on. But the first thing, before we get into that, you know, before we get into what TG got going on, what's going on in the world, let's get to this word of the day.
Word.
What up, babe?
Word.
So our word of the day, man, I ain't did this in so long, but I don't think this is a repeat word, but I feel like this is a very necessary word. And the word of the day is demure.
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 Demure?
Demure.
Okay.
Demure. Demure.
Oh, okay.
Demure. Demure. You know, the little catchphrase that all the females were saying over the summer. Very,
yeah.
Very demure, very mindful.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's going to be the some of the concept of the show today is very mindful. But let's get into the definition of the word demure. And the definition is the adjective, actually, and it's it actually means reserved, modest, and shy, typically used by a woman. Interesting. Well, today we're going to use that word a little bit, and we're guys, so we're going to use that. So hopefully nobody, you know, feels a certain type of way.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. Big pause. So now that we got the word of the day out the way.
Okay.
TG, what's going on, my guy?
What's happening, Pharoah Mo?
Oh, you know, ain't shit. Ain't
my
shit.
Brother for almost 20 years now.
Yeah, it's been that long.
Yeah, man.
It's definitely been that long, man. How have things been?
Things been good, man. You know, things been good. I got a project coming out soon.
Oh, what's the project? Hey, let everybody know what the project is.
Project is called POV, man. My Point of View is coming out soon, man. 2025. Let's get it popping.
Hey.
Show Off Gang. Ball Out.
Out.
Empire Records, you know.
Shout out to Jay Tizza, JT.
Shout out to JT over there, you know what I'm saying.
Shout out to Jay Hayes.
Shout out to Jay Hayes, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Brahma Bull, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to everybody in the camp.
Hey, that's what's up.
Deech Way, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Deech. Shout out to Deech.
Shout out to my nigga Smitty. He just came home.
Hey, shout out to Smitty,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
My man Smitty.
My nigga Smitty just came home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so POV. When's that? When can people expect that? Because you just let me hear some shit.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm putting this up there. See,
it's exclusive.
I have a favorite TG project.
I know what your favorite is.
But when this comes out, this is just leapfrogs. This leapfrogs it all.
That's what I wanted.
Because what you just let me hear was amazing.
That's what I wanted.
It's like I even said to you before. I was like, "Damn, I feel like you graduated with this one."
Yeah.
This is the one.
I'm not gonna cap. I know YouTube Beats One. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the classic. I know everybody that's watching it live. I know YouTube Beats One is the classic. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people love Bae's favorite album.
That's
you know what I'm saying? That's another classic. But I really wanted to, you know, surpass both of those with this one. You know, I wanted to give y'all a little bit of street, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of hip-hop, you know, just everything.
Yeah, man. There's this one joint there, actually. I'm gonna speak on the one joint that took me by surprise, the little dance joint.
Yeah, that's called Vodka.
I ain't gonna tell you what it made me want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say it made me want to have a good time.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that shit. I felt like I was down in Miami somewhere.
That's the goal.
Yeah, it was the shit.
That's the goal right there, man.
So. What else have you been up to, man? You know, other than working on POV,
man. I've just been, just out the way and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have any shows?
What up, Slime? Honestly, I was just talking to my man Jerry Call. You know what I'm saying? He be doing shows out in West Virginia. He just asked me. I was gonna ask JT if he wanted to slide. He wanted me to come through this show. I think on someday. I think it's on December 9th or. Maybe not the night, but I don't know. He want me to come slide. I may see if JT feel like going out there. But that's other than that, I really ain't been doing shows. I really just been doing more like appearances. You know, just trying to keep, you know what I'm saying, my face outside. You know what I'm saying? Still got features going for, you know, still got features. Hit me up, you know what I'm saying, if you want to inquire for a feature. You know what I'm saying? We can get you going. I got package deals. And, I've just been, just standing out the way. You know what I'm saying? And staying in the way. You know what I'm saying? At the same time.
Now, if I'll say, you just said,
L-Dub.
About features and stuff like that. How can someone contact you to get a feature?
Someone can contact me. You can go to Ball Out Productions on Instagram. You can go to Jason Thomas on Facebook. You can go to Twan Green on Facebook. You can go to twangreen.com. That's the domain. And you can put your first name, last name, and email in. Once we get the email, you'll be already part of the circle. Or you can just hit me up if you got, if you know somebody that knows somebody that knows me. You know what I'm saying? Get at me. And I got prices. I got package deals. I got everything. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this shit for a minute. I can work with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's ever worked with me, they know I'm going to come 100%. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming with it. So if you need you a fucking feature or if you want to, collab, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? And we can work.
Hey, y'all better hop on these features before the price get too high.
Yeah, bro, because the price and it's crazy because I love, fans and I love artists, I love all of my underground artists just like me. But artists gotta realize you gotta come correct when you talking to somebody that's putting as much money and as much work as me and JT have put in. You just can't be like, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Show me some love, man.
Get on this shit. I'm doing a project. You got to be like, hey, yo.
I've known you for like 30 years. Come on. Won't you get on?
What are you worth? You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, listen, all right, this is da, 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 da. Because then, you know what I'm saying, I'm more open to talk to you because if you just be like, hey, yo, We need to work together. It's like, okay, like,
what do you bring to this?
What situation? Do you bring to the table? Because you reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't reach out to you.
Exactly.
I'm doing me. If you want to work with me, then make me feel special. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, man, I love your shit. Listen, man, I got a budget of this in, and I'm this. So, what is your prices? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, then. I'm inquired to listen to you. I'm like, okay, what's up? You know what I'm saying? We can meet up. We can do this. We can make it happen. We got way more than just music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got 150,000 views on my video. I got 109K. I got fucking ways to get your shit verified on fucking Spotify, verified on Apple Music, verified here. I got radio. We got shit that you can get on the, you can get interviews on the radio. Like, there's way more than just music that I'm like connected to. So, just having me is viable to your career if you're willing to invest into yourself. I'm not dealing with nobody that's not willing to invest into yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first got with JT, I put in almost $3,000 to $4,000 or $5,000 just just us just working, like, you know, that's not that much money, because I know people do more. Mm-hmm. But for a local artist like me, you know, niggas don't spend $100 on themselves.
Exactly.
For the first meeting.
You know what I'm saying? For the first meeting, I'm giving them $2,500 on the first meeting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just, and that's what I want to see. I want to see if you're willing to take a chance, if you're willing to take a risk, because yeah, that first 500 may end up being nothing, but that's the game.
That's the game, bro.
But it's not a hobby for you anymore.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing. This is your job.
That's how you get respect in this game. You know, this is the job for us. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just me and you freestyling at a cookout. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, if you were a full-time electrician or a full-time plumber.
That's some JT, by the way.
And somebody called you, be like, yo, can you help me install this fan?
Yeah, I'm going to charge you.
Just do it for free.
Unless you family.
But are you supposed to just do it for free?
No.
All the time?
No.
What up, Mark?
Mark, what's happening?
Doesn't work like that.
Oh, man, I need these pipes rerouted in my house because my sink and my toilet ain't working. Are you supposed to just go over there and put in hours and do that for free for everybody?
Right.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, you every get time. Paid to do this?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, people got to realize free is not free.
I mean, just like, I mean, we got friends who own a restaurant. We got friends who own a restaurant. I don't go to their restaurant and expect free meals.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pay. Like, that's how you support. If I go to McDonald's, the shit ain't free. So why would I
go
to your restaurant?
So if I go to Worldwide Eats, I'm going to never go to Deech and be like, hey, yo, let me get a funnel cake for free. No, bro, I'm coming to Deech like, hey, yo.
That's how you support.
How much
business.
Is the shrimp? Fucking tacos. How much? I mean, how much is the jerk chicken? How much is the this? How much is that? And I'm a boom, boom, boom. And I'm gonna give it to them because I know that them niggas don't work hard at it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
people don't look at it the same when it comes to music. No. Just because everybody thinks they can do music.
No.
Everybody thinks.
I mean, people.
And everybody
think,
can make music. I'm not saying people can't, but it's just there's
levels to this.
It sounds cliche.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not gonna go crazy because people just get excited and they want to just because I'm still accessible. Mm-hmm. People are like, hey, yo, man, let's just do something. And it's like, well, I'm not as accessible as you think I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though
your team, it ain't even me, it's your team's not going to be cool with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll fucking hear my shit and you're like, oh my God, I just got to work with them. Yeah, but I just, you know what I'm saying? I have a whole team now that shit don't even move without a whole label and like a whole room of like people seeing if it's saying this, seeing if it's that. So, you know, but.
Yeah, we got to go through like 3-4 people before.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, okay. That's just the game now.
And that's how you know.
Hold on, Mark. I'm on the live.
And that's how you know that
you
you're doing
the
something.
Live.
You know what I mean? That's how you know that
call
you're
live,
you done elevated into the game, and this shit is not just some play thing. This
call
shit is
the
real.
Live.
But hey, you took some of the sentiments right out of my brain, to be honest with you. So with all that being said, what advice do you have to give anybody that's trying to come up and actually try to do something? Like, explain to like any up and coming rapper, like what do you need to do in order to be taken serious?
For you to make it serious, the first thing you need to do is invest into yourself.
You hear that? Invest into yourself.
You ain't nobody gonna take you seriously until they see you taking yourself seriously. You
no
know what I'm saying?
One
no one's gonna take you seriously. That means I don't care if you work at Mickey D's. If your check is $500, then take $250 and put it toward either like a video or like
something.
You know what I'm saying? Something so people can be like, okay, I know that he worked in Mickey D's, but he just put this video out. So I know that he's putting something into his music. Or
yeah, you don't have to be a millionaire.
Yeah. Or so that's the first thing. You gotta see that you can spend money. Nobody wants to do anything with somebody for free. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody. Nothing. If you're fucking detailing cars, if you're fucking doing paint, if you're fucking doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be taken seriously first. Next thing is to stay in the studio. You know, like, you gotta stay in the studio, and you got to realize where is a good studio and what is a studio that is not good. Now, I get it. Everybody that do music and they want to do their own music and do their own this and do their own that, I get it. But you have to want more for yourself. You got to be like, if I feel like I'm talented, I need to be on a better microphone, a better interface, a better engineer, a better studio. You can't keep fucking just doing music on the weakest shit,
right?
And wanting people to listen to it, because no one's gonna listen to it. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love you, but this shit sounds trash. No matter how good you rap, if you're on some trash ass equipment, and like I said, I'm not coming down on nobody that try to get it on their own.
You gotta start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere, but you have to upgrade your shit. Take that money and upgrade your shit, because, like, it. People ain't gonna take you seriously.
You gotta evolve.
But even more than that, like, take the money out of the equation. You gotta be consistent, and you gotta look the part. You gotta, and I'm not saying you gotta have chains and all that shit, but you gotta look the part. Meaning, you gotta do the fucking job on a consistent basis. If you're not making music, if you're not writing, if you're not networking, if you're not talking music, doing music, and you're just out there hanging out on the block, playing the game, hanging out in the strip club or in the clubs all the time, and you're not networking, you're not really
not doing
the music stuff, but then every couple months you're like, oh, I'm gonna drop this track, oh, I wanna make this song or whatever. And like, that's why people
and you know what,
serious.
I'm gonna take that back when it comes to the studio shit. You just gotta be out there. Pharaoh knows, when I was 17, I ain't have no fucking studio, I ain't have shit.
4 years ago we were on a $100 mic,
but every time you saw me, I was freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
Every party, every cookout. You recorded
songs on earpod.
I'm in the parking lot. Right. I'm in the parking lot. Niggas knew they could come to the projects and they would see ATL rapping. So if you a rapper, then be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't be afraid to fucking do your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, never be afraid to fucking do it, because honestly, like, there's a lot of shit that I do, but what people know me for is being Twan Green, the artist. And I had to remember that myself. Like, there's a lot of different shit that I be trying to do, but overall, people know me as, since I was a youngin', people know me as Twan Green, Twan, ATL, that nigga be rapping.
That nigga be rapping.
Oh, that rapping nigga. Oh, the rapper.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first thing that they say before anything else. Or the nigga that be rapping. And that's because even before I was in the studio, they always saw me rapping. So if you, because these days you don't even need a fucking studio. All you need is a fucking phone.
Yeah, seriously.
And you can rap on the phone and you can fucking, you know what I'm saying? So
on,
you don't need,
mastering,
you just have to, just like JT said earlier,
stack your bread,
you have
so you
to
can
stay
get
consistent.
To a decent studio.
You have to stay consistent. Get you a decent phone. Don't be on an Android. I'm sorry for my Android people, but get you a decent phone.
Fuck Android.
And you need to get a good phone and start rapping on it. You know what I'm saying? Start putting out videos on it. Start putting out
content.
And
if you're not making songs and recording them, you should be writing.
Yeah.
You should always have your mind on music. Anybody who's great at anything spends a lot of time doing it. They always say it takes 10,000 hours to master something.
Yeah, it does.
That's true. And it doesn't. It might not seem like it when you're in it.
I probably
but you're
got
really putting in that type of work. So, if you're an artist and you rap, let's say you just rap, that doesn't mean you have to be at the microphone rapping 10,000 hours. You could be writing, you could be dissecting your lyrics, you could be analyzing your favorite artist or who you're trying to emulate or who's popular or who's made it big. Like, that all comes with it, because like
what else,
if you play basketball, you have film work.
Mm-hmm.
You have game planning. You're doing walkthroughs. You're doing drills, one-on-one drills, team drills, and then you're scrimmaging 505, and then you have the real games. So there's, mm-hmm. It's the same thing with music. It's the same thing with anything. There's different pieces of it that you can be doing. You don't necessarily have to be recording a song or
like,
performing live.
Just at JT's Ball Out Studio itself, I have probably almost 200 songs recorded. You know?
That's a lot.
maybe not all mastered, but I haven't recorded. I mean, I've literally put, I went in there and I fucking recorded them. And I, and every song, if you listen to it, you could tell, even if it's like just like a hook, I'm
giving it your all.
I'm giving it my all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm believing that this song could take me somewhere. And like, that's my cousin Deesh used to tell me, like, bro, you gotta believe. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause like, I'm a versatile artist, so I be doing different things. I be trying different things. And you know, because I'm a black man, sometimes I be like, ah, I shouldn't do that, or I shouldn't say that, I shouldn't. But it took him to be like, bro, you gotta believe that your shit's hard whenever you do it, or it ain't gonna come out hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into this, I go into this shit and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my shit's hard, no matter what. So I just flow it. And that's what you gotta do, bro. Like,
you just gotta believe in it.
Yeah, like, trust yourself. You know, bro, everybody ain't gotta rap the same, man. Like, you can rap different. You can sing. You can do different shit. Like, you don't, like, my biggest song isn't even a hardcore rap song.
Look,
I done took six shots and I want some more. I'm the birthday boy.
I mean, look at it like this. If you ever seen an art gallery or watched a movie where they go to an art gallery and they're like, look at this painting, and it looks like somebody literally just threw paint on the wall.
Shit on it.
And they're like, yeah, that's $2 million.
Right.
Exactly.
Because somebody believes in it enough.
They went into
say
it. They felt
it's
it.
It's worth that much money.
And they put that bitch on there.
Also, they used that to launder money, but that's besides the point. But somebody looked at that painting and was like, this is rare. I feel something.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this is worth X amount of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you might not, you might make a song and show it to 1,000 people and none of them like it. But if one person likes it,
one person,
what if that person,
if Dr. one person
Dre,
likes it,
what if that person is named the biggest producer in the world, Pharrell, Timbaland.
And I anybody. Truly believe you got to keep making songs. Like, don't just hold on one song. Like, you can promote one song, but while you're promoting that one song, keep making songs, because it's, you know,
never stop. If that's what you do, you should never stop.
Mm-hmm. Right. What though? What's that term? Iron sharpens the sword, or
iron sharpens iron?
Yeah, iron sharpens iron. So like,
that's, I mean, that's talking about your team.
It's something about if you just practice makes perfect or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should always be practicing. You should always be doing it. And that's really, people ask me, like, how do you go in there and write so fast? How do you go in there and do it? How do you know how to do it? It's because I've done so many fucking songs. I've, you know, when
you've learned how to fail or fall forward.
I love all of my niggas that I've ever done music with. Shout out to everybody I've ever done music with. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. All the groups. Everybody. But I just feel like I'm the only one that really felt like
I stay consistent
with it. And like, now, like, niggas be getting in the studio with me that I used to do music with, and I'm going 100 miles an hour. But that's because this is what I do.
They're rusty. I mean, you know, if you ain't played basketball in 5 years and get on the court,
like,
you're
this
rusty.
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Man. Well, I hope y'all's taking notes on what to do and what not to do.
Take notes.
By chance, can this might be a tall task. It might be a tall fucking task, but can the audience get a preview of what you got?
Yeah, man, what you want to hear?
Man, you I think
you heard the tape. Which one of them you want to
hear? He want to hear that Mario.
I want to hear that Mario.
Y'all want to hear that Mario real quick? Hey, yo, y'all want to hear that Mario?
I
want to
hear
quick?
That Mario, man. That's why
I'm not
going
to lie. I think we might have played Mario on one of the.
That's his favorite. Hey, man, but let's fucking play it again. Let's play it again.
Play that shit again.
We'll play that Mario again.
Let's play it again, man. People got to hear it, man. This is that new Mario. Hey, hop in the live real quick. Hop in the live, man. We about to get a little preview of POV, man.
Yeah,
Twan Green, that. My man Pharrell Mo. In the building, you know what I'm saying?
Baby,
we out here.
I put up my
ball out.
I put on my chain. She were risking my life. She worked for the pain. I fight for her forever. Yeah. I just reached a new level. Yo, yeah.
save it. Let me save it. Let me save it. Let me save it.
That's a little preview, man. I can't wait until y'all, you know what I'm saying, dive into that, man, for real. Shout out to everybody at the OG, man.
Yo,
that's your shit, Pharrell. That's your shit.
I can't wait till that shit comes.
Hey, man, it just give you that warm feeling, man.
Play, I'm going to play the fuck out that, man.
Hey, yo, Pharrell, you want to know my secret?
What's up?
So, thank you, Smitty. My secret is, bro, I don't write until I get here. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to the beat. I don't pre. You know, people be like, yo, man, let me see this beat. You know what I'm saying? Let me see this beat. I'm not going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Because the way that my mind works, I'm a live action rapper. That's what JT called me. I'm live action. So it's like, you know, once we get the drinking, once we get the chilling, once we get the talking, once I just smoke the blunt or something, and then I hear the beat, and then, you know, God gave me this gift where I can write a whole song in less than 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and I don't think it's about how fast I write the song. It's about when I get in front of the mic, how I do the song. You know what I'm saying?
Because I can
write that and be like, I got the key, unlock your heart, so I can say. You know what I'm saying? But it's you
gotta feel it.
You gotta feel it and believe that this 5 minute song is gonna take you places you've never been before.
It's the fact that when you hear a beat, you hear something totally different than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And like my mind gets to going. I don't think you ever see me in the studio whenever we put a beat on, and I'll grab the phone and I'm like 30 seconds, I'm like, all right, JT,
you gotta hurry up and do it before you forget it.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of them niggas where I used to be. Like, when I first started rapping, I could write some, and I'm like with a group of niggas, right? Because everybody had a group, right? Three niggas, four niggas. And I have my verse written, and I'm going on my verse over and over again because I'm waiting for everybody else to get done with, like, their shit, right? So I used to be able to like, do that shit. But now, I'm a solo artist, and it just be me and JT here. And whenever I write it, I'm so passionate in that moment. It's like, poof. I'm like, JT, I gotta do it right now. I have to do it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if I don't do it right now, you're not gonna get that.
Right, right.
No one will. I don't give a fuck who you are. You'll get the song, but you won't get that. Let me save you, let me save you, let me. You won't get that. You can get the song. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get the song. You can sing it, whatever. But you won't get, and you feel it. You feel it when I'm singing it. Like, this nigga is singing to someone.
Right, right.
Instead of me just doing a song,
just making music. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really singing to some imaginary person in his brain because it's right there. It's like, boom, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I say, either sell dope or you make it to the league. Every time he call, I'm an instantly free. When I was doing it, I'm literally thinking about my mans that's locked up. And it's that feeling overwhelmed me. So it was like, yo, I got to go do this song right now because this is how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I feel it. So I think that's why I like my music is so passionate. And people, I want my music to take people places, either memory or future or what they want to be. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. that's what music used to do to me. Music used to take me to either the past, places that I've been, places that I am right now, or what I want to be.
Right.
Man, I want to be like that. Or, man, I remember when I felt like that. Or I feel like that right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it don't do that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't hitting.
It ain't hitting, right. It ain't hitting. I feel the same way about music because anytime I'll take like old school shit. Anytime
Mark, I what you talk about, man?
Older song, this shit take me somewhere. But you know, enough about that right now. You know, now that we got it out of the way. I want to see where your mind's at, TG.
Okay.
First thing I want to talk about.
I'm gonna call you whenever I'm done, Marty. What up, Dice?
First thing I want to talk about is how about them Steelers?
Oh, man, let's go.
Hey, shout out to the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Shout out to Pittsburgh Steelers right now. God damn, they look good.
Hey, I can't lie, man.
God fucking damn it.
Beginning of the season,
what up, Dares?
Everybody was talking shit about the Steelers. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, they were.
They were saying, hey, Justin Fields can get it.
Uh-huh. Superman.
Hey, Russell Wilson, he's done.
He's washed.
Now look at us. Now look at y'all. Where's your team at?
Mike Tomlin on the hot seat. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Hey, fire Tomlin.
Hey, nigga, I told people last year, I said, listen, bro, Kenny Pickett, you know what I'm saying, is terrible.
Horrible.
Worst quarterback I ever seen. So now that we got a good quarterback, you know what I'm saying, our defense was already good, you know what I'm saying, and now you see it. Like, there's really not that many teams that's good in the NFL. They be looking good. I tell people all the time, bro, about fucking about Lamar Jackson. Look at the Packers might win. I tell people all the time about Lamar Jackson. Like, like, there's only four quarterbacks in the league right now that have won a ring. You know what I'm saying? And we got one of them. There's Russell Wilson, there's Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, and there's Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
That's it.
There's only four.
That's crazy to think about.
And we got one of them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck about Lamar or Joe Burrow or... I like Josh Allen, but Josh Allen, all them niggas, they be doing Jared Goff. They be doing fire shit. They look good, Jalen Hurts, but they ain't never went past the promised land. They might have been there, but they ain't never held.
They never held the
trophy.
They
ain't never had the confetti drop.
Right.
We got one. Our quarterback has had the confetti drop on his head. Was one play away from two times in a row. So... Man, if we face Patrick Mahomes, Russell, like, nigga, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to a bowl.
I've
been to two of them.
I think we could beat Kansas City on
Football. Yeah, we could beat Kansas City.
I think
we got the best player in the fucking league, TJ Watt.
I think we're going to the Super Bowl. And I know as Steelers fans, we say that all the time, but I believe that
shows you how high the standard is.
The standard is high. The standard.
Bet we gonna win this year. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen it done, and that's and to bring it kind of back to like working hard. It's like that's what if you've done it. Like when I dropped my albums, YouTube Beats 1, Shot the Dice, YouTube Beats 2, Bass Favorite Album. They were complete, they were mastered, and they were done, and I put them out. People know that I can get it done.
So they're gonna always expect me to put out an album, put out a video, put out good music, put out a Ja Morant, put out a Birthday Boy, put out a Run It, put out Only One I Want. They're gonna always, now I got Mario.
Right.
Because I've done it before.
And that's how standard.
That is the standard. That's how, like, Pittsburgh is like, once, like, both of us, we've seen them win twice in our lifetime. We saw them win in 05 and we saw them win in 08, right? So, we're like, okay, well, we've seen it done. You know what I'm saying? So, we know we could do it again. And that's how artists need to look at themselves. Like, you can say you rap all you want, but if you don't put out something, if you don't set a standard for yourself, you know what I'm saying? If you don't be like, you know what I'm saying? Like rappers that, you know, shout out to Jewel Cakes, you know what I'm saying? She has a project. Shout out to K Ace, he has a project. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to people that actually put out projects. Shout out to Deech Way, he has a project. You really gotta show people that you're willing to take the time, do the tracks, put the videos out, promote it. I mean, and then you can set the standard for yourself instead of you just being like, man, I do music. You ain't never got nothing out. You ain't never fucking on no videos.
Where can I check you on at?
Where I check you at? You can't say SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? You got to have an album on Apple. You got to have an album on iHeartRadio. You got to have an album on Spotify. You got to have an album on YouTube Music. That's where you set a standard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't millionaires.
Right.
But we still set fucking standards for ourselves. It's like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every year, if we're fucking 8-5 in the middle of the season, we're like, hey, we seen them do it before.
Yeah.
They can fuck around and fucking do it again.
Exactly.
You know, and that's kind of how I see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they...
Derek Goff did not win a Super Bowl. He went to a Super Bowl, Smitty. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He lost to... He put up, what, 3 points against the Patriots? He lost to the Patriots. But, what up, Shamar? What's happening? What up, Glenda? What it do? Live is going crazy right now, man. We on the inbox. Shout out to Pharaoh Mo. Jay Tizzy, get out here. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to everybody watching my man TG on the live. Shout out to everybody.
I got a question for you, Pharaoh.
What's up?
Man, what you think about Angie Reese, man? Man. You think she be on TV too much or like on like social media too much? She need to be in the gym?
You know what? I do. However,
what y'all think, live?
Keep doing your thing, girl.
Listen, hey, Raquel. How much money is she making in the gym with her contract?
Yeah.
And how much is she making on social media?
I mean,
there's your answer.
But now we're changing. Now it's kind of like, I'm gonna get no argument started, but it's kind of like the Bronny situation then.
Right.
Like, right? Like, and now it's just like.
No, it's not. She earned, she earned her way from what she did in college.
No. I don't mean that. She was number two
in the rookie of the year.
I don't mean that. What I mean, like, Bronny is bringing asses to seats because of the
name and the mystique
of the fame,
right?
Not the hooping. Andrew Reese is bringing asses to seats. I don't know if she's bringing asses. We're gonna see this year.
Well, she was balling the season before she got
but
hurt.
But she wasn't bringing asses. If she wasn't playing Caitlin Clark, her fucking attendance numbers were regular.
Right.
So everything that she's done this offseason, all the appearances, all the shit, all the ass shaking, whatever she's been doing, all the concerts she's been at. Yes, if she brings asses to the, that's what she does. If you want to leave the league and fucking troll, then do that. There's plenty of people that troll and they keep it going.
Keep it going, right.
But I feel like if you're like a basketball player, I need to see you at least in the gym every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, doing something. Let me see you trying to work on your jump shot.
Keep the main thing. Right.
But I don't know if it's really the main thing anymore.
Right, yeah.
Because you're making like $70,000 a year.
73.
The WNBA can't pay, so.
Like, I get it. I mean,
that's how she.
She's getting millions outside of the gym.
She was famous in college. She was famous before she made it to the league. That's not the main thing. The main thing ain't what you think the main thing is.
Yeah. I just hope.
So she don't got to be in the gym.
So what do you think happens if she comes?
Why do you watch her? Because of the basketball?
I don't know.
I'll be watching her back. I'll be watching her play.
Because she's from basketball, and I love basketball. So I guess she just always has that because she's a
no, because she was like, attached to Caitlin Clark. That's why you
watch her. You know what I'm saying? That's because why she, like that's she's why a you hooper. Watch her. So, but if she starts this next season and bombs, and then she, you know what I'm saying? Like, will she?
Will people but what still her give a the fuck? Definition of bombing for her is different than other people because her field goal percentage is like lower than 40, and all she shoots is layups.
But she's she doesn't average she's
a,
like a
she's,
like
a she's a double double machine yeah, because she's missing a lot of
if you don't average like a double
she's missing a lot of layups and getting the rebound and putting it back
yeah,
up
yeah right like if but you don't average a, like a double double
but she's like Dennis Rodman if the ball hits the glass or the rim she's gonna get
if
it
if her good. Team's not good again you know what I'm saying
yeah
if she's just not hooping we
but I just feel like more I just feel like I just feel like unfortunately for the women's league this high is high right now. And it's going to continue to rise for a couple more years. Juju Watkins is going to, well, Paige Becker's next year.
Juju
Watkins in 2 years.
Juju.
And then.
That's my girl.
Then it's like, all right, what's going to happen after that?
I mean, contracts are definitely going to have to be higher because of
and
Caitlin
then,
Clark.
And then, absolutely. But Caitlin Clark, I feel like that is going to, people are going to get numb to that. And then they're going to get bored of it. Just because that's what people do. Attention spans aren't that long. She's great.
They're gonna
she does,
make,
she
they're
does
gonna
amazing
make
things.
I don't think so, man.
But I think so.
People still love Steph.
Because, no, but that's different. The women's people league can't compete because there is still a men's league that people
I never get watch. Tired of seeing
the NBA needs drop the NBA needs to find cross a way. The NBA needs to find a way to partner the WNBA packages.
I think they're trying.
Partner their packages. So if you buy these tickets, you get these tickets.
One thing about sports is you
and
never then, get tired of seeing
put
it, yo.
People in the
you
seats.
Never get tired of seeing it. You never get tired of seeing it. Right? We saw fucking Kobe.
But these
Dunk,
fans aren't real.
Tracy McGrady.
But these fans mm-hmm. aren't real fans.
You see Derrick Rowe. You
these fans
see
aren't diehard
James.
Fans that just came in. They're not.
Mean? Yeah, a lot of the WNBA
these aren't,
audience.
These aren't diehard fans yet.
You don't have to be diehard a WNBA. You have to be a fan
some,
of basketball.
You have to have diehard fans to keep the league going.
You have to be a fan of basketball.
Have
the only
have
reason
a,
why Caitlin Clark even came on because people love the sport of basketball. It doesn't matter if she was playing in fucking in LA Fitness. If we seen her on a video doing what she was doing on a fucking phone at LA, that's why and one takes for so popular because we're like, oh shit, if you love basketball, you're seeing these motherfuckers outside just doing the shit. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was the WNBA. I don't think it was college. I just think it's her game.
It's her game.
Even
right.
if you fucking viewed
and
her
what
and
happened
you're
to AM1, what happened to the AM1 shit?
I mean, you know.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, but things.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, but.
Because it's still the NBA.
Yeah, but the WNBA, I feel like, is kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying. Like, if we would have been watching her fucking, like the white boy that'd be
that's cool. Because that's cool, but it's like, all right.
She got to, but basically, she got to win a ring. But,
yeah, I don't know, though. I just don't think she's enough to carry the whole league for a long
it's
period
kinda,
of time.
It's kind of Larry Bird. Like, she got to win. She got to win an MVP. She got to win a ring. But, what you got there, Fairmo?
So yeah. I had to, you know, switch it up a little bit. How y'all feel about Trump being our new president?
I ain't got no comment.
No
comment on
just
that.
Like, just like Diana Taurasi. Next question.
Next question.
Man.
No politics.
He's trying to get people caught up.
He trying to get my fucking page banned.
He trying to get people caught up. Next question.
Okay. Next question.
I don't know about y'all.
I'm sorry.
I plead the fizzy.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we've talked about this subject a whole bunch before, but I'm starting to feel, I don't want to say I'm feeling sorry, but you know, how can I say this? I'm starting to think that they set my man Puff up. So, like,
it's starting to look.
It's starting to look a little fishy, man.
It ain't
like,
started. It's been like that.
Yeah, because like, okay, so they come out with all these, I'm gonna say allegations. You know, because they ain't came out with nothing. They ain't came.
Keep going until one of them sticks.
Right. Yeah. And so it's like, well.
But he also did some fuck shit. So.
Well, right. But even I'll take the Cassie video. Even the LAPD said they can't even prosecute Puff because of the statute of limitations on that. So it's like, You can't lock the man up for that, because that's
as long as everybody was of age.
And he paid
I don't
her.
Give a
and
fuck.
He already paid
right.
Her.
Right? Settled. As long as everybody was of age. If you was 18, 20, 21 and up, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. So
and the jury won't
part.
Either.
Right. You so that part. That part. So let me explain
well,
something.
How's it kidnapping now all of a sudden when a groupie decides to come to the crib for $100K and smash the homies for $100K? How's that kidnapping?
And how's it kidnapping when you get flown out there?
Right.
Yeah.
You're willingly coming.
And ain't nobody motherfucking Puffy didn't fucking grab your ass personally from fucking.
I mean, I think some of that was happening too, but for the most part, I mean, they was willing participants a lot of
yeah,
the time.
That's
I
don't what I'm
think,
saying.
I don't think Puffy brought took no people and was like, they walking on the street and it is kidnapper.
Look, yeah, that sounds crazy. Like
I think motherfuckers had on flyers and especially like back in the day, you remember back in the day, hey yo, man, we having a party.
Everybody wanted to be seen or part of the end. Right.
Everybody wanted to be at a Puffy party. Oprah was at a Puffy party. So come on.
Have y'all seen
Oprah was also the face
the
of Weight
with,
Watchers.
Queen Latifah and that part. Common.
Just I know right. What you're talking about, yeah.
Bitches be literally living their whole life to get invited to one of those parties. Like they're trying to, so they wear their makeup, they do this, they do that, they do everything to one day get an invite to an NBA person's party or an NFL player's party or a rapper's party or a nowadays content creator's party, or that's what they're living for, to find a rich man. So when you're a female that's from middle class or not famous, you're trying to get invited to these parties to be around these famous people. You know what I'm saying? So you'll do anything. To get in these parties because you know you can find your baby daddy or you can find this. They're poking holes in condoms or getting it. There's all kind of shit
right.
going on.
You hear the stories about groupies fucking the fucking the roadie just to get to the fucking security, just to get to the manager, just to get to the main nigga.
That shit was happening when I was 17.
Well, now, right, that, yes. now that's assault because they changed their mind.
That shit was crazy.
There is some wild stuff that happens, and the wild stuff is wrong.
It's wrong.
But not all these
situations. Listen, man. When I was a young nigga, I used to tell females, I'll hit it once, whatever. They'll keep blowing me up. I don't want to hit it. I'd be like, listen, bro. If you're going to come over here, you got to fuck my homeboy. That's the only way you're going to fuck me again. That's the only way. Bitches be like, what do you look like? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I swear to God, I ain't even rich. You know what I'm just a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, yo,
that's
all right,
why,
man.
That's why Harvey Weinstein is out.
Yeah, because like he
that
really didn't
really
do
happened.
Nothing
it's
wrong.
Unethical. It's unethical.
Right.
But it's not sexual assault.
You,
long as they're of age.
And you did what you did. I didn't make you do nothing. I didn't make you do nothing.
Yeah, long as they're.
That's
now,
the whole part
if
about this.
I don't see, but we're going to see what comes out if there were some minors involved.
Yeah, I don't think
and,
there was,
and like, that's why I don't speak
I
on.
I mean, I don't know.
That's why I keep.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Right.
That's
right.
Why I keep making sure I say long as they're of age, because I don't want to just sound like I'm just like. Oblivious to like what's going on. There could be minors and involved.
I will say one thing you about Trump. I saw Plies posted a video the other day, and he said, "If I had a R. Kelly sticker on my car, or R. Kelly flag, or a P. Diddy flag, y'all would look at me like I'm crazy." He's like, "But y'all going around with these Trump signs and these Trump flags when he's a known, he's a known convicted felon.
This nigga's known for touching pussy.
He's known convicted for
no comment.
Yeah, so
he's known for touching pussy without asking.
He's been convicted of these things, and y'all blatantly putting it out there, and you expect people not to look at you crazy. But if I had an R. Kelly flag or a P. Diddy flag, y'all would think I'm crazy. Like that's." Ain't that the same?
Right, it's the same.
Ain't that the same? And I was like, yeah, that's yeah, she's there, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
We at the inbox wild. Right now, man. We on Twan Green's Live. We at the Ball Out fucking studio. Oh,
the old Ball Out studio.
The old Ball Out studio old because Ball we got a new one.
The new studio.
Yeah, we got it.
What's up with that?
Under construction.
Under construction. Shit.
Coming 2025.
Oh, shit.
We're going to have a whole new headquarters.
Things coming up.
Yeah, I'll show you the blueprints.
Oh. Yeah, bro. Niggas got blueprints.
Nigga got blueprints.
We got the production studio. We got the podcast studio. We got the photography studio. So the content creation house is coming soon, 2025.
Let's go.
Ball Out Productions. The names will not be set on here yet because I don't have them copywritten yet.
Let's go.
But we will have a name for each of the studios within the content house. So come record the greatest music you ever recorded with the best production and top tier, top of the line studio that you'll find this side of Pennsylvania. Get your podcast, your video podcast, all that.
Photo shoots.
Get your TikTok lives, your Instagram lives, your Facebook lives, your YouTube lives.
Twan Green feature.
All that. Get that there. Get your photo shoots there, your individuals, your family shoots, your friends, your artist shoots, your bios, your headshots, whatever you need will all be in the content house that we're creating for Ball Out Productions.
Hey,
Shia.
Hear that.
Shia.
Yeah,
2025
is gonna be crazy.
Premium equipment, premium production, premium studios at premium prices.
We're premium niggas. Pause.
Now, what up, Greedy?
What up, boy?
I got two more things before we get out of here, and one of the things I got is actually it's pretty special. Actually, it kind of fucks me up a little bit thinking about it, but it's real special, and I'll let you guys know about it after the last thing I'm going to talk about. So, but I'm about to say about 2 weeks ago, Kendrick Lamar dropped an album, and I must say, I like this shit a lot.
Stay tuned for a second Kendrick Lamar album in another week or so.
Have y'all heard it, that the Kendrick?
I know I'm gonna lose some. I know I'm a niggas gonna talk to sound and tell me crazy, but I have not listened to GNX yet.
Oh my gosh!
I haven't even listened.
So
I listened a couple times. I like it, but this is one thing I don't like: the fact that everyone is acting like this is his greatest work ever. Because to me, his greatest work was Damn or Good Kid, Mad City. But Damn, I listened to literally for a whole summer straight, nonstop. Every time I cut the grass, every time I did anything, front to back.
It's his greatest work ever because it's off the backs of Drake.
But that's what I'm saying. I think because of the beef with Drake, everyone's acting like,
what up, Trill Will?
This is the best album that's ever been dropped, and I don't feel like that. It's good.
It's great.
I think it's good. I think it's really good.
I haven't heard it, so I can't speak on it.
I don't think it's like the best album that ever was dropped, and that's how people are acting.
I'll say it's the best album that I'll say it's better than any Drake album. I'll say that.
I don't even know. I don't know if I can say that or not.
Oh, I can say that.
But that's coming from a guy who doesn't like Drake.
I mean, yeah.
I like both artists. I like both artists. I just don't feel like this is his best album ever, and I think it's a good album. So,
that's what I'm saying. Excuse me, guys. I don't like new Kendrick fans, because
I'm almost like Golden State.
I'm
Denver Nuggets fan.
I'm a Kendrick fan.
That fills it out quick. The Denver Nuggets fan.
I'm a Kendrick fan.
Right.
I'm gonna get back to that. I'm a Kendrick fan. Right. I've always been.
I stood in the rain for his concert, and it was probably the one of the best concerts I've been to.
So if you're a rapper and don't know that Kendrick is one of the best rappers you've ever heard, then I mean, I don't know. You're not into the music. But if you're into that kind of music, and you know the shit that he be spitting is crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to listen to the new album to know that. Because I'm a type of nigga, like I said earlier, if you've done it, you've already set the standard.
Right.
So Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, Damn, you've already done it. You set the standard. That's why, like, when niggas were saying that Kanye was falling off, I'm like, nah, bro, he's still Kanye.
Right.
He's done it. I've heard greatness, so I'm not going to be like, oh,
Kanye came out the gate.
He ain't great no more. You feel me? I've heard greatness, so I'm never going to be like, because I've heard it. So I don't even need to listen to GNX. And I will eventually, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be out forever because it's out now.
But I know Kendrick is a great artist. I've never heard someone put words together like he can put them fucking together at the speed that he does it.
You literally have to go back and dissect
the
lines,
even like the cadence of his rap, the way that he's putting big words with the cadence, because cadence and big words are totally different things. You could say beat bop and a beat bop and beat bop and have a good cadence to say beat bop and a beat bop, but he's saying words in that, and it's just like, oh man, this nigga's putting words together with this cadence, with this tone, with this rhythm. That's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? The only person I can compare to Kendrick would be like Biggie, the way that he put words together, not like their content,
right,
but the way that Biggie would put words together and it would just keep going and going and
that makes
going
sense.
And you'll be like, damn, like that's how Kendrick is for me. That when I listen to it, when I listen to Kendrick snapping, when I listen to Biggie snapping, I get the same feel. Like, there's not a lot of people that can write and just know when to put a word there, put a pronoun there, put a verb there, put a noun there, put a fucking adjective there. And it's just like, oh shit, this shit is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a rapper and like I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? So I know. And don't get me wrong, even motherfuckers that be saying simple shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just about what you're saying and like how you're saying it. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? Kendrick is cool and everything, but I've been on this fucking Glorilla hard.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Glorilla is taking over the game right now.
Hey, I'm like, Kendrick's
cool if you want to get into that negative shit. Like, hey, yo, man, he took out Drake, so let's just stay on that. You know what I'm saying? Let's just stay there. Let's just stay right there. Let's just all act like we're from Cali now. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. But like Glorilla,
Cali heavy album too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know what I'm saying? He's really and like he's really making it for his hood. He's not making it, you know what I'm saying? But like Glorilla is making me feel like I'm back in 03, I'm back in 06.
Yeah.
It's like the hits that she's making is like she's making music
shit
for everybody so everybody can fuck with. I just feel like Kendrick at this point is he's smart. He's like, okay, people like this beef shit.
Capitalize. Yep.
People like this West Coast shit, and I'm going to keep it right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it right here, because right now it's popping.
Well, he's got the whole machine behind him right
now. You know what I'm saying?
So
which is fine.
Whatever he touches is going to turn to gold right now.
Which is
that's
fine. Just,
that's how it
but
goes.
But I like how Glorilla is, she got that innocence. She's like young. She got T-Pain on like one of her songs. I didn't even know that. Oh man.
No, her shit's hard.
So
bro.
It's called I Love Her. So like for the older dudes that grew up in that T-Pain era, it gives you that feel. She got the new shit, she got the samples. You know what I'm saying? So she's really, shout out to fucking Glorilla. She's really going in.
Shout out to Glorilla.
Hey, hey.
Big Glow.
Kendrick is the mad kid. Yeah, bro. Good Kid, Mad City. Jason Thomas. What up, boy? That's what Greedy said.
What up, Greedy?
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah, man.
So before we get out of here, I got something I want to tell y'all. And actually, it's more of a thank you because, 5 years ago today, I started my first podcast episode right here with my man JT.
What?
It was literally 5 years ago today on
that's
this day.
Crazy.
Wow. So that shit was wild.
5 years.
5 years. So it's been 5 years that I've been going at this heavy and strong. Pause. And
One microphone, I think.
One microphone. Yeah.
One microphone.
One microphone in your
bedroom.
Yeah.
And now look at it.
Now. Here we are.
One mic in the bedroom.
Yeah,
it was a vocal mic.
Yeah,
I remember it was on the phone and shit.
It was a vocal mic. He was on the phone.
I was on the phone. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that came into the fucking live today, man.
Yeah, man. And so I just want to say thank y'all for actually for 5 years. And
that's crazy. It don't feel like.
Yeah, it don't feel like it. But it's been a fucking long ride.
Consistency.
Man.
I remember when I just had my
Farrell's
surgery.
Been consistent.
I remember when I was in the hospital. I just had my surgery. And y'all were doing a podcast.
Called you straight.
And I called
right on the show and shit.
I'm in the hospital and shit.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
saying? Yeah, man. And recovery. And but and being that it's been 5 years, I just want to say, like, I couldn't be doing this shit for 5 years and not still be consistent and persistent and honestly not putting out some good
episodes.
You know what I mean? Good episodes, man. I mean, and shout out to everybody that's ever been on that's, you know, did an episode with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, but, man. I mean, because of you listening to your shows, Everything Under the Sun, is how, what made me decide to reach out to Jay Hayes.
Yeah, hey,
shout out. I was listening to all the shit he was saying on there, and I'm like, let me talk to him.
Yeah, hey.
And I hit him up, and he got back to me, so...
Look where you're at now.
So thank you. I mean,
you never know how powerful
he was giving free gems. So I'm like, yo,
yeah. See that?
I'm trying to learn what happens in the industry.
Isn't that crazy? That's just fucking blows my mind. Like, you heard my show, and then bing, bam, boom, and now look at y'all.
Hit him up on Instagram.
Yep. Now y'all's down.
That's a great story, man. Yep.
It just blows my mind.
Traveling together,
a great story right there.
We crossed the country in studios together, like,
and it's just crazy.
LA because, and shit. Going to DR next
because like. So
shout out to Jay Hayes, man.
What's everybody good? Everybody that's listening. So I was actually supposed to do another show, a sports show with somebody, and unfortunately that didn't go that didn't go as planned, which fucked me up a little bit because I literally scrapped what I originally had planned just to do this show with somebody, just for them to get real fucking weird and act like they're the, you know, messiah of everything. They're the reason that you're doing what you're doing and this, that, and the third. Meanwhile, I ain't never put a fucking penny up to anything I was doing or any of that. But, you know, stay away from those type of motherfuckers, man. Those are the wrong motherfuckers to be around. But it's just a testament to, you know, anybody that's, you know, been a part of this that helped make what it is I do great.
We keep going, man. We're going to keep going.
And so, no, there's not going to be a sports show, you know. So, anybody that's listening, hey, my socials, please hit up my socials because what I got planned next is going to be straight better than this. You know what I'm saying? You can actually see my face. So
just get Pat McAfee on your show. And
hey, Pat McAfee might want to come fuck with this. You know what I mean? He might want to. But yeah, hey, my socials on Facebook, it's Feral Fucking Mo. On Facebook. I'll have the links in the description, so whenever you guys get into the listen to the episode, you can see all my links. But it's Feral Fucking Mo on Facebook, and on Instagram it's Feral_Mo. And I'm on TikTok, Feral Mo on TikTok.
Who did your braids?
Hey, shout out to the goat Omira. Hey, shout out to the goat.
She be snapping.
She be going crazy. Hey, Omira, that's the homie right there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, if y'all need your braids done, go holler at my girl Omira at Good Vibes. Hey, if you need your braids done, go holler at my girl Omira at Good Vibes. Yo, check her out. Tell her Feral sent you. But everybody that's listening, hey, check out my socials for updates on a new show. I'm going to be on Facebook, and I'm about to do the YouTube thing here soon. And, you know, just stay tuned for, you know, the new show. I wanted to actually come. I know it's been a while between the last show and this, but I just wanted to, you know, put something out there because Thanksgiving just passed. I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. And now we got Christmas coming up. So this is going to be our little holiday episode. You know, happy holidays to y'all.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock.
Yeah. So, you know, happy holidays to y'all. And, you know, hey, give us
some
feedback.
Happy holidays,
Farrell. Hey, happy holidays, my man. Give us some feedback. Hey, my man TG in the building. I hope y'all go check out that POV.
Twan Green. Out. Yeah.
And, thank you for coming on, man.
We're gonna leave y'all with some of that vodka.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
He was liking that one.
I was liking this shit too, man.
Shout out to everybody that came in the live, man. Shout out to Pharaoh for having me on the inbox, man. Like he said, go to Pharaoh fucking Mo and inbox my man, man. Let's get it popping. If you trying to get on the inbox, you know what I'm saying?
Let me know.
Let him know. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, 2025 Pharaoh Mo Show. I will be live on Facebook.
The Pharaoh Mo Show.
Hey, live on Facebook, 2025 Pharaoh Mo Show. And I'll be on YouTube.
They was in here today.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be on YouTube, 2025.
It was in here today. The live was going crazy today. I appreciate everybody, man, for real.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Thank you for fucking with me for 5 years. Strong.
5 years today.
And let's keep running it up some more. Let's go.
Ball out.
The Inbox.
Shia.
You need people like me. You need people like me so you can keep my hands off you. Say that's the
girl, 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 girl. I'm mixing tonight. Pour me some vodka. Can't keep my hands off you. Pulling off my boxers. Girl, 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 I'm mixing tonight. Pour me some vodka. Can't keep my hands off ya. Pulling off my boxers. Twan green, Twan green doctor. Big in for here, so no steak and lobster. Money over here, don't wanna leave them, but they brought throwing shots and sorry, yeah. They just hate us, so they watch. Showing money over here, while our label on the top. Throwing deuce and screaming cheers, hoping police do not stop. Celebrating every year, girl, we winning, who gon' stop? Pouring liquor and it's clear, don't worry, cause I got. Tonight, pour me some vodka.